Today's daf is Shfuas daf lamid vav, and we are about 20 lines from the bottom of daf lamid hey omid beis, the last daf in Perek Shfuas Eidah. So another festive daf. So the Gemara had digressed a little bit. We were discussing Shfuas Eidah, and the idea that in order for a Shfuas Eidah to be considered such, the Shvua would have had to be made with the Shem Hashem. So whether the Edim swore themselves, or whether they were Mujba Mipi Acherim, unless it was a Shvua in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shvua is not a Shvua. Stating that, the Mishnah had a very lenient, a very liberal definition of what Shvua B'Shem is. It doesn't have to be the Shem HaMefoyrish, it doesn't even have to be any one of the Shemoy She'inon M'chakim, but rather, as long as it's a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one of the kinuyim, the Mishnah said, Rachum, Chanon, Erech Hapayim, Rav Chesed, even things like that, as long as it's understood that your kavana is to swear in the name of Hashem, even if you didn't actually utter the name of Hashem, and what you said wouldn't be considered a shame in other areas in Halacha, but as it relates to Shfuas Eidah, that would be enough. The Gemara digressed from there and discussed different Halachas regarding Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We spoke out a little bit of Raid yesterday, Chuvus Rav Kiveger, Simon Chafei, the unbelievable Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Tof Lamed Zayin, where he explains the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Lamed Ches Lamed Beis, why the Chachamim was so upset at Ben Kamsar that he didn't want to teach the Chachamim how to write with four pens at the same time. It was Negeya, Mechikas Hashem, every time the Sefer writes the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. So that's Hashem, more Ray today, but first, more Gemara. Sok the Gemara, Kol Shloimoi, Hu Amurim Shir Hashirim, Kodesh. Every time it says the word Shloima in Sefer Shir Hashirim, it's not referring to Shloima HaMelech, the author of Shir HaShirim. At first glance, you would think for sure. Rather, who is it referring to? L'misha HaShalem Shaloi. So Shir HaShirim begins, Shir HaShirim Asher L'Shloima. And you would think, this is the book, the Sefer Shir HaShirim Asher L'Shloima that was authored. It was penned by Shloima HaMelech. That's not true. Truth. The Kikstanan in Rasha, the first Rashi in Shir HaShirim, Rashi says Shalom or Shloima doesn't mean Shloima HaMelech, but rather it's a kinoy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chutz mizeh, there's one Shloima in the entire Sefer Shir HaShirim that's actually referring to Shloima HaMelech, and that is this pasuk, Karmi Shali Lefanai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking. He says, Karmi, my vineyard is before me. And that's a metaphor to Klal Yisrael. Ha'elef lecha Shloima. Shloima HaMelech, I'm giving you 1,000 Yidden for your army, umasayim v'noitern espiryoi who are the rabbanim. But 200 you have to give to me. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to Shloima HaMelech, so to speak, and he says, I'm going to divide Klal Yisrael into 1,200 parts. 1,000 go to you, 200 go to me. But Al Kaponim, when it says Elef Lechot Shloimai, it's referring to Shloima HaMelech. That's the only Shloima in Shir HaShirim that actually is Chayil. The rest are referring to Hashem. Yeshayim, some say Avzechot. There's another pasuk. The pasuk that says, Hine mitasai shel Shloimai shishim gibayrim savavla mi gibayri Yisrael. Pasuk that we're all familiar with. So who's that referring to? It's referring to not mitasai shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather mitasai shel Shloima HaMelech. Says the Gemara, Avzechot, let me buy you. Hey, it sounds like this man the Amar is added. He's saying not only is the pasuk Karmi Shali Lefanai Elef Lecha Shloimai Chayil, but this pasuk is also Chayil. Okay, what's the big deal? But the Gemara says Elah Adam Ashmuel. There's a memra from Shmuel in Amira that said Malchusa the Kot Lechad Mishisa Baalma Loi Miyansha. A government that enlists 1/6 of its populace to fight wars, Loi Miyansha. They're not going to be punished. But if you enlist more than that, you take more than 1/6. And you enlist them, that's already a bad thing. And how do we know that? Shenemar, from this pasuk, Karmi Shali Lefana. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's talking. He's saying, my vineyard is before me. Ha'elef lecha Shloima. And Shloima over here means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, said Shmuel. 1,000 go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malchus of the Rekia. U'masayim l'naitun esperioi, 200 can go fight war as the Malchus of the Ara. 200 out of 1,200 represents 1/6. So you see, 1/6, you can do whatever you want to do with them. You can put them on the front lines, you can even risk their lives. But Elef Lecha Shloimai, 1,000, 5/6 have to be destined for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what's the point? You see from here that Shmuel teach the pasuk Elef Lecha Shloimai, that Shloimai doesn't mean Shloimai Melech, but Shloimai means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now Shmuel's an Amar. Shmuel can't go Kineged Tanoim. We have a Braisa, where the Braisa says, Kol Shloimai Amurim B'Shir HaShirim Kodesh, with the exception of the pasuk Karmi Shali Lefanai, Elef Lecha Shloimai, which is Chayil. So he's kenegedet man domar in the brayso. And even though there's the yesh oimrim in the brayso, the yesh oimrim says af zechol. I have another pasuk that's chol. He named mitasa shalosh shloimoy shishim gebayr savlab bigebayr yisrael. Meaning the first one is chol and the second one is chol. So the problem is Shmuel is loiketana kam of a loike yesh oimrim. And for the gemara elohachi kamar, you have to say the yesh oimrim is not adding on the first shita. Yesh oimrim is not saying in addition to the pasuk of karmi shali lefanaya elof lachash shloimoy being chol. Also he named mitasa shalosh shloimoy is also chol. But rather zeh kodesh, the first pasuk is kodesh. V'zehu chol mitasa. You know which pasuk is chol? It's the pasuk of hinei mitasa shalosh shloimoy. If that's the case, it comes out. It's in fact a machlokes tanoim in the brayso, the tanakam and the yesh oimrim, whether the pasuk of karmi shali lefanai is kodesh or chol. Shmuel that says it's kodesh. The Amar ki yesh oimrim, he's going like the yesh oimrim. Kol machay amur b'Daniel chol. If you go through Sefer Daniel, so Sefer Daniel talks a lot to Nebuchadnezzar and he refers to him as a melech. And the question is, the words melech that appear in Sefer Daniel, is he talking in fact to Nebuchadnezzar? In which case, the word melech, malchaya, it's written in Aramaic, is chol, or maybe he's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it says the same braisa, every reference to melech in Sefer Daniel is chol, chutz mizeshu kodesh, with the exception of one. Ant malko melech malchaya, di elosh shmaya malchusa chisna v'sakva v'yikari yahavloch. The pasuk talks about the king of kings and the god of gods. Clearly we're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not talking about Nebuchadnezzar. Yesha imrim avzeh kodesh. There's another pasuk that's kodesh. I mean, that's for sure kodesh. No one's going to argue with that. But there's another pasuk in Daniel that l'chura is kodesh as well. Shenema mori chelma lesonach ufishrei learach. The context over there is Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, and he goes to Daniel. He wants Daniel to be poiser the cholim, and Daniel turns and he says, "Mori, my lord, my master, chelma lesonach, may the dream be upon your enemies. Ufishrei learach, and may its interpretation be upon your enemies." So who's this Mori that Daniel's referring to? The context of the psukim seem a little like he's talking to Nebuchadnezzar, but the Gemara says Laman Kamar Isol Kedaitach LeNebuchadnezzar Kamale, which at first glance is certainly the way it appears. Sanusei Mainu, who are Nebuchadnezzar's enemies? Yisrael Melot Kolayt Luli Yisrael. Why would Daniel tell Nebuchadnezzar that your bad dream should play itself out on your enemies? Essentially, he'd be cursing Klal Yisrael. Because who are Nebuchadnezzar's enemies? The Yidden. Elamai, what he meant was Mori. He's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, Chelmo, let Nebuchadnezzar's dream fall upon Sonach, your enemies, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But not Mori is Nebuchadnezzar, because that would imply that Daniel wanted Nebuchadnezzar's dream to play itself out on Nebuchadnezzar's enemies. And that's certainly something that Daniel didn't want. The Gemara says, V'tanakama Sofa. The Tanakama clearly held that Mori, that reference to Malchaya is Chol, because the only reference that's not Chol is the pasuk that was mentioned earlier on Malko, Melech Malchaya. So why would Daniel say such a thing? The Gemara say a poshet. Soyne Yisrael, Ikka, Soyne, Oivde Kichavim, Laki. You think Nebuchadnezzar only hated the Jews? He hated the Jews, nothing to talk about, but there was Soyne, Oivde Kichavim that he had as well. And that's what Daniel was referring to. He wanted that Nebuchadnezzar's dream should play itself out on his enemies, but which enemies was he Mechavim to? He was Mechavim to the Soyne, Oivde Kichavim. And Uchinami, Nebuchadnezzar had Soinim that were Yisrael, and Avada, he didn't want that it should fall upon those Soinim Yisrael. Zok the Gemara Vayit. V'chol kinuyim harei elu chayom. So the Mishnah said that in order for Shavuos Eidos to be subject to the laws of Shavuos Eidos, it would have to be a Shavua B'Shem, but not just the Shem HaMefayrish or one of the Shem HaShe'enon HaMechakim, but really B'chol HaKinuyim, any one of the Kinuyim, even if a person would swear in the name of Rachum, Chanon, Misha Rachum Sholay, Misha Chanon, that in and of itself would be enough. I'll ask you a kasha. It says in the parashah of Soita Yita Hashem Oysach La'olav L'Shvuos. Again, we learn a lot of halachos in Hilchos Shvuos from Soita. What does Soita have to do with Shvua? Soita is a story of an Eishes Ish. That's Mezana. Suffolk if she's Mezana. We bring her to the Mokam HaMikdash. She drinks the Mei Soita, etc., etc. What in the world does Soita have to do with Shvua? The reason is because when the Kohen would turn to the Soita and talk to the Soita about what may or may not happen, depending on whether she did the Avera or didn't do the Avera, he would curse her. But it wasn't just a curse. It was a Shvua, as if she would be Mekabel upon herself. B'shvua, I swear that if I'm guilty, I'm willing to take upon myself the inish haksuva b'tayr. So there was an element of shvuah. She didn't recite the shvuah. The koyin was mashpia her. All she did was say amen. That's where we learned the halach kol oina amen acha shvuah k'maytze shvuah mipivdami. We learn gilgul shvuah from saita. So there's a lot of halachas of shvuahs that we learn from saita. This next gemara is another halacha of shvuahs that we learn from saita. So says the gemara again. What's this price? It says in the context of the saita, yitin Hashem oisach. In the event that you're guilty, that pasuk seems to be redundant. I'll tell you why. Because there's another pasuk in the Torah, in a completely different part of the Torah. This is in Sefer Bamidbar, Parashas Nasa. The other pasuk is in Sefer Vayikra, Parashas Vayikra. It's in the Parashas Shvuos Eidos. And you know what it says in the Parashas Shvuos Eidos? V'shama koil Allah, v'u'edai ra, yada im lo yagid, v'nasa avoinai. It says v'shama koil Allah, nemar kan Allah, v'nemar lahalan Allah. So we learn from the extra word Allah that's mentioned in the parasha of Saita that when it says Veshama Koil Allah in the parasha of Shvua Sa'idos, you know what Allah there means? It means Shvua. It doesn't say the word Shvua in the parasha of Shvua Sa'idos. That's the great irony of the parasha of Shvua Sa'idos. It actually doesn't say the word Shvua anywhere in the parasha. It says Veshama Koil Allah. Ask a child in Cheder or the man on the street, what's an Allah? And Allah is a curse. So the pasuk doesn't say anything about Shvua. It sounds like somebody went over to somebody else. He started shouting him ois. He says, you know Eidus for me? Say Eidus. Vimbo yagit. Vinasa avoy. It doesn't say anything about Shvua. But you know what it does say? It says the word Allah, miutar, extra in the parish of Saita. We now can make Xerus Shavu between the parish of Saita and the parish of Shvua. Eidus. And we say that ma, kan, just like here, meaning in Saita, Shvua, Aflahalon, so too the parasha Shvua Seidos Shvua. And the Brisa continues, Ma kan b'shem, just like in the parasha of Soito, that Shvua was clearly with the shame Havaya. Yitain Havaya Oisach la'olu l'Shvua. Aflahalon b'shem, so too over there it has to be b'shem. What do you see from this Brisa? A head-on, blatant contradiction to our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said that Shvua Seidos needs to be b'shem. But the definition of Shem is very liberal. As long as it's a reference, even a kinoy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, such as Rach HaVechanan, that would be enough in order for it to be considered a Shvuah, a Shvuah Sa'edus. And here you have a Braisa. The Braisa says that being that the whole din Shvuah of Shvuah Sa'edus learned out from Saita, it has to be Dumya to the Shvuah of Saita. And that Shvuah was Yitin Hashem, as in Yitin Havaya, Yisach La'olah L'Shvuah, and has to be with the Shem HaMavayrish. Not like our Mishnah. So we have Luchura, a stira between our Mishnah and that price. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, like Kasha, Hara B'chinida Bar Idi, Hara Bonin. It's in fact, the Machlek is Tanoim. Tanya, we learned to the price, B'chinida Bar Idi, Yoyim, Hayovam, Retari Yishava, Valti Yishava. The Torah says, swear. Where does it say it? Now, it says it in a few places. But Rashi says, we're referring to the Pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim, Shvuas Hashem, Tiyah, Bein Shneim, in the Parashah of Shvuas Hashoimrim. Valti Yishava. The Torah also says, don't swear. Says a few times, don't swear. We're referring to the pasuk of Laisi Shavu Bishmi Lasheker, Shvua Sheker. The Torah says Kalel in the parasha of Soita. The Kohen would curse the Soita contingently, saying that in the event that you're guilty, you should be cursed. It also says Va'alta Kalel. There's an idea of Elihim Laisakale of Laisakale Cheresh. You're not let a curse. Said Rav Chanina Baridi, Mahi Shava B'Shem, Afloiti Shava B'Shem. And Ma Kalel B'Shem, Afloiti Kalel B'Shem. But what we need for Rav Chanina Baridi is that Mahi Shava B'Shem, just like the Hishava of Shvuas Hashem Tiyah is B'Shem, with the Shem Amafoyer, Shvuas Havaya Tiyah, Bein Shneyem. So too, when the Torah says, don't swear, Laisi Shavu B'Shmi L'Sheker, it means don't swear with the Shem Havaya. So Chanina Baridi is in fact of the opinion that in order for a Shvua, he's talking about Shvua Sheker, but we're going to relate it to Shvua Seidus as well. In order for a Shvua to be a Shvua, it would have to be not just B'Shem, but the Shem Havaya. He is going to be the Tana of the Braisa that says that it has to be Dumya to the Shvua of Saita, again, which was with the Shem Havaya, as opposed to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is not Rav Chanina Baridi. Our Mishnah holds that even a Kinu would be considered a Shem as relates to the Halachas of Shvuas. But the Gemara says, Rabbanon, what's the Makar? How did the Rabbanon know the Halacha of Shvua and Shvua B'Shem in the first place, as it relates to Shvua Seidos? Because Manashach Ig Miri Gzeri Shavu, if they hold the Gzeri Shavu from Saita, Nibayi Shem HaMiyuchad, then you should need the Shem HaMiyuchad, and Eloi Gmiri. And if they don't hold the Gzeri Shavu, and that's why they hold you don't need the Shem HaMiyuchad, Gzeri Shavu, Allah the Shvua, Yimin Alu. How do you even know that Allah is a Shvua? Well, we have a problem over here. There are two halachas that we're learning from Saita. The two halachas we're learning from the extra word Allah in the parasha of Soita. We're learning that when it says v'shama kol elu b'shvua se'edos, it means shvua. And we're also learning that it has to be like the shvua of Soita. Yitein havaya oislach la'alu l'shvua. It has to be with the Shema Mefarsh. The Rabbanah don't hold the second halacha. They hold it doesn't have to be yitein havaya. It doesn't have to be the Shema Mefarsh. B'chol ha'kinuyim would also be considered a shvua. At first glance, it sounds like then they don't hold it the gzeira shava. Because if they hold it the gzeira shava, you have to take it to the finish line. Elamai, they don't hold it the gzeira shava. Then how do they know that when it says v'shama kol Allah, it means shvua? Allah doesn't usually mean shvua. Allah usually means klala. So the Gemara nafku, they learn it not from gzeira shava, but more from a mamatzinu, like a gilui milsim. At the time you learn to the brayso, Allah in Allah, Allah shvua, Allah means shvua. V'chein oim, as the pasuk says, v'shpia hakoyen es ha'isha b'shvuas ha'Allah. Not gzeira shava Allah Allah. See, once you have a gzeira shava, you have to take it to the end. So you have to learn not only Allah means shvua, but also with the Shema Mefarish. It's more of a giloy. It's like a taich. You know, you know Allah means shvua because by Saita, the Torah says Allah, and it means shvua. The shpia koyin esa yishav shvua sa Allah. But the Gemara says, how do you know that, Hasam? Shvua sa Allah ksev. When it says shvua sa Allah, so it's a shvua. And what's the point? Allah means klala. Shvua sa Allah means a shvua that's given. Knipped and gebinden with an Allah. But Allah in and of itself means a curse. Shvua in and of itself means a shvua. Shvua sa Allah is when they merge, when they come together. But how do you know v'shama kail Allah means shvua sa Allah? Because you find somewhere else shvua sa Allah, you find somewhere else shvua sa Allah. So shvua sa Allah means shvua sa Allah, but Allah means Allah, right? Hachi kama says the Gemara. Pshat in the Brayso is as follows. Allah ain't Allah, Allah b'shvua. Allah means b'shvua v'chein u'aymer v'shpia koyen esa isha b'shvuas ha'Allah. What do we need? U'minayin lasu shvua she'enima Allah k'shvua she'eshima ula. How do I know that in shvua se'edos, even if there was no Allah, all it was a shvua. Still, the halach is you have the parasha shvua se'edos talmud loymar v'shama koil Allah, and we learn from there v'shama Allah v'shama koil. The limud is because the word koil is extra. It could have said v'shama Allah. What's v'shama koil Allah? It's as if it would have said two things. V'shama koil is one thing. V'shama Allah is another thing. V'shama koil is referring to shvua. V'shama Allah is referring to Allah. So at the end of the day, it's not learned out from Gzeira Shava, from Saita. If it's not learned out from Gzeira Shava, from Saita, you don't necessarily have to learn that the only time you have the parsha of shvua so edos b'shem is if it was made with the shem ha'mefarish. Omer ababo. Minayin ba'Allah shishvua. How do you know that the word Allah means shvua? Shenema. From the following pasuk. A pasuk in Yechezkel. The pasuk says, Vayovei oisei ba'Allah. And the context over there is around the time of Churban Bayis Rishon. Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bavel, makes a pact with Tzidkiyah. Tzidkiyah was the last Melech Yisrael before Churban Bayis Rishon. Agrifas ha'melech was the last Melech Yisrael Bayesheni. But the last Melech Yisrael Bayis Rishon was Tzidkiyo. He was called Tzidkiyo because he was a tzaddik. The Gemara says he was a tzaddik, but his dor were Rishon, and it's for that reason that at the end of the day, the Beis HaMikdash was Charev. And at some point, Tzidkiyo makes a pact with Nebuchadnezzar, and the pasuk says, Vayovei oisei ba'Allah. Now, what was that Allah? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you another pasuk. Let's varf a little Tanakh. Divrei Hayom Beis, Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Yud Gimel. V'gam ba'melech Nebuchadnezzar Morad, Asher Hishbiya Belekim. So the pasuk over there describes a shvua. Yet the pasuk says, Vayava Yoysa Ba'ala. So what do you see? Allah and shvua mean the same thing. So Sok Di Gemara, Amar Abavo, Minayin La'Allah Shish Shvua. How do I know that the word Allah could mean shvua? So that when it says V'shama Koil Allah, it could mean really V'shama Koil Shvua. I know it from Yecheskel Yud Zayin, Divrei Hayom Beis Lamed Vav. You put it together, you know that Allah is a shvua. By the way, this shvua of Tzidkiyo when Nebuchadnezzar is discussed, the Gemara Masechtas Nedarim, where the Gemara says Tzidkiyo violated his shvua, he said that he was matir shvua, and a lot of tzaras came from the fact that he was matir shvua. He went to a bezden, mutalach, so it's actually in some of the Geshmaka sugis in Masechtas Nedarim, obviously, ve'in kam akoy milaharach. Tana, another braisa, me'inyin le'inyin. Arur, the word arur, boy nidoy, it can mean nidoy, as in cherim, boy klala, it could be a lashon klala, boy shvua, it could also mean shvua. Rashi says that it really depends on the context of what it was said. So if a rav or a bezin would turn to someone and say, you should be arur, and the context is mashma, that the rav is putting this person in cherim, he's going to be put in cherim. If it's in the context of a klala, it's klala, and if it's in the context of a shvua, it would be shvua. So, how do you know that? Boy, nido, you know it's nido d'chsev. Oiru meiroiz, omar malach Hashem. Oiru orer yoishveha. So it says orer. The omar ula barba meyashi puri shamti barok le meiroiz. So the context over there is barok ben avinoyam. And he's putting meiroiz into cherim. And the pasuk says, Oiru orur yoshvel, oiru meirois. He used the word orur. So you see the word orur can mean cheir. Boy, klala. How do you know that the word orur can mean klala? Dichsev ve'ela yamdu ala klala. Har grizim, har eval. So the ones that were yamdu ala bracha, they were in har grizim. The ones that were yamdu ala klala, they were in har eval. Fixiv. So now there's going to be klalois that are going to be said in the direction of the six shvatim that are standing on har eval. And what does the pasuk say? Orur ha'ish ashayasa paso. Doesn't say klala, doesn't say Allah. It says orr. So you see, orr is a code word. It's a synonym. It could also mean klala. And by shvua, where do you find that word orr? Can in shvua, they say by Yashbi Yeshua by Isahi Lemar, orr ha ish lifnei Hashem. It's in the context of Yerichai, of the last staff of Perek Chelik fame. So Yeshua ben Nun swears, he says that any person that's going to rebuild Yerichai, terrible tsaris are going to befall him. The pasuk says, Vayashba Yehoi Shua. And what did he say? Orer ha'ish lefnei Hashem. So he's making a shvua and he's using the word orer. So you see, orer is a lashon shvua. But the Gemara says v'dil matarti avadu. Maybe you should have been into two things: ash be'inu v'laitinu. Similar to what you have by the Saita, shvua sa'Allah. How do you know that vayashba and orer is the same thing? As if orer is the pirush of vayashba, which would be a raya that orer is a lashon shvua. Maybe you should have been into two things. Number one, vayashba. He made the person swear that they won't do it, or Klal Yisrael swear that they won't do it, and then he said orer ish lefnei Hashem. How do you know it's the same thing? Elam Yachi, you're right. Ve'ish Yisrael nigash b'yeh mahu vayoyol shol esa'om lemar orer ish asher yoychal v'goymar v'ksiv v'yoynesan l'shama b'ashpia aviv esa'om. The context over there is that Shol HaMelech is about to fight against the Plishtim, and he's goyzer tainus, and he says vayoyol shol. You have vayoyol in this week's parasha. Parshas Shmoyz, Vayoyel Moshe Losheves. Yoyel is a Loshen Shvua. So he swears, and what's the Shvua? Orer ha'ish, asher yoychal lechem. Then nobody's allowed to eat, and Yonasan ben Shol didn't know about the Shvua, and he ate. What did he eat? He took Ktzei Hamata, and he dipped it B'yaris HaDevash. Either way, so you see Vayoyel, which is a Loshen Shvua, and you see Orer. But the Gemara says, V'dom ha'chi nami, tarti avaluhu, ash be'inu, v'laytenu. Maybe here too there were two things. The Gemara makes it v'orer. It doesn't say v'orer. It just says orer. V'orer would suggest two things. Number one, swear you're not going to eat. And number two, if you eat, I'm letting you know now. I'm cursing you. It didn't say v'orer. It's mashma. It's one, as if orer is a code word for shvua. But the Gemara says, hashta da asas lahachi, asam nami like sivar. Once you want to go down this road and you want to be medayik, the fact that it doesn't say v'orer, then you could bring a raya that orer is a lashon shvua from something previous. You can learn it from Yeshua ben Nun by Yerichai exhale. So before we go weiter, just one festa ha'orah. So again, we're learning here a real festa daf, and there's so many different directions we can go with this, but try to chaperain at least a little bit of raid. The Gemara on daf lamed hey amid aleph brought a braisa, and the braisa discussed certain shemois that are nimchakin and certain shemois that are in nimchakin. The braisa said, Elohein shemois she'en nimchakin. What are examples of names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are in nimchakin? And the braisa said, Kigoin Keil, Eloikecho, Eloikin, Eloikechem, Eker Asher Eker, Aleph Dalud Yud Hey, Shakai, Tzvokos. Hare Elu Einon Nimchakim. These are examples of names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that a person is not allowed to be Moichik. If you look in the Rishonim, there's a lot of different Gersois in the Rishonim, what exactly these names are. Meaning, we have the Gersa the way we have it in front of us, but if you look in the Rishonim, there's many different Gersois. La Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch, in Yerudea, Simen Reish, Ayin Vav, Sivkot and Tes, the Mechaber says as follows, Osur Limchoik, Afilu Ois Achas, Mishiva Shemoi She'ena Nimchokim. It's also to be Moichik, even one letter from the seven names that are in an imchakim. In other words, Shulchan Aruch says that at the end of the day, there are sheva shemois she'en an imchakim. It's seven. The Eluhain, these are the sheva shemois, shem Havaya, the shem Adnus, the Kael, Eloika, Eloikin, Shakai Tzvokois, the Yesh Garsim, and some say Eke Asher Eke. Now, if it's Eker, Asher Eke, which one do you have to take out? Ayin Bebir Agro, and Ayin Benoist Kalim of a Poiskim. It's fascinating which Shemesh are Shemesh Einan Mechakim, which are not, which are really all part of the same Shame, like Elikai, Elikim, Elikainu, Elikechem, Elikayem. Are they one? Are they several? So there's a lot of interesting raid in terms of understanding Shemesh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the bottom line is, the Mechaber says, there are seven names Einan Mechakim. The Makar, of course, is the Shulchan Aruch's Girsa in our Braisa Shfuas Daf Lamed Hey Yom Aleph. I'm forwarding. The Ama at the end of Simin Reish Ayin Vav says as follows: Va'aso lichtoiv shem lekatchila shloi b'sefer. It's also to write one of the shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu lekatchila on a piece of paper, that you know there's a possibility it's going to be thrown in the garbage, or it may come l'idei b'zayin. And so that reason, says the Rama, the Minhag Yisrael is that people don't write Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a letter. So if you're sending somebody a letter, you don't write one of the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because there's a really good chance it's going to end up in the garbage. And we just said there's a halacha, you're not allowed to be moichik the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So being that you can't be moichik the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a sif katon of that halacha, says the Rama, is to be very careful before you write the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though you have no intention, chalila, to erase the name of Hashem. But this could be a geder of Tov HaShenem Eschavim, B'Psik Reisha. Inevitably, at some point, there may be a Mechikas Hashem. Bottom line, the Rama says, it's the Minhag Yisrael Torah, Shalai Lichtoiv, Shem Be'igeres. Then the Rama continues. He says, V'yesh Nezarim, there are people that are even more mendactic. They are careful, Afilu B'mila Shalom. Even the word Shalom, Shalai Ligmar K'sivasai. That if they're going to write the word Shalom on a piece of paper, they don't write Shin Lamid Vav Endemem. But rather, they'll write Shin Lamid Vav Metashtrechel. But they're not going to complete the name. The Rama doesn't give a reason. Say the Noisa Kalim, what's pshat in this Rama? Shalom? What does Shalom have to do with anything? It's based on a Tosfos in Masechta Soita, Daf Yudam and Aleph. Tosfos over there asks a gevaldig akasha. In our Gemara, we had Sheva Shem Moshe'in and Nimchakim, whatever the Girsa is, but it's seven. It's very Tosfos. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Yudam and Bey says as follows. Rav Amnuna said in the name of Ula, Asa la'adam shitein shalom l'chaver b'beis merchis. It's also for a person who meets his friend in a beis merchis to say shalom aleichem. You can't greet him with the word shalom. And the reason is, mishum shenema vayikra lo Hashem shalom. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shalom. You can't be masked the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a beis merchis. As a result, said Rav Hamnuna, in the name of the great Amora Ula, that it's aser to greet your friend in a beis merchis with the word shalom. Freik tais v'sakasha. It comes out then that shalom is one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it's one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why is it mentioned in the Brais and Shavuos Eidos that should be an Issa Mechiko? So again, this Gemara is a Masechta Shabbos Daf Yud. This Tosfos is a Masechta Soita Daf Yud. But Freik tais v'soita Daf Yud Amin Aleph, how come the name shalom is not mentioned? If you can't be masculine in a beis merchis, this should be an Issa Mechiko as well. V'yesh Shloimar says, Tosfos v'nira de tona v'shayer. It's really awesome. Tana v'shaya, the Brisa didn't mention all the names. There's another name that the Brisa left out, and what's that name? Shalom. Zog the Shach, Zog the Goyin, say the Noisa Kalim. It's Pasha, that was the Makar of the Ramah. The Ramah's Makar, this Minig, Yesh Medaktikin, that people are makbin not even to write Shalom on a piece of paper that is going to eventually end up in the garbage. It's based on this Tosfos, where Tosfos says that Shalom is one of the Shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you can't be masculine in the base of Merchitz, that's Halacha Psuka, the member of Ula, Shabbos, Taf Yudam, Beis, so too there should be an Issa Mechik. Aye, it's not mentioned, Tana V'Shayer. But it's Aser. If it's Aser, that's why it's mentioned. It's interesting, the Pesach Tshuva brings a Radvaz. The Pesach Tshuva brings that the Radvaz discussed this in the Tshuva, and the Radvaz says that even if somebody wants to be Machmer like the Tosfos, which essentially is this Yesh Oimrim in the Ramah, it's Pasha, you would only be machbed if the word Shalom that's being used or written was in the context of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like in the context of a greeting, Shalom Aleichem. But let's say somebody's writing a piece of, writing a letter, and in the letter he's talking about Shalom Bayis, or the word Shalom in a context where it's clear that he doesn't mean the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In that case, there's nothing to talk about, says the Radvaz. It's Pasha, there's going to be no Kpeda. So even this Kpeda of Afilu B'mila Shalom, Shalai Ligmar K'sivasai, the Radvaz clarified that's only where there's a possibility that your Kavana is Shalom. Your Kavana is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if there's no possibility that your Kavana is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in that case, there's going to be no issues. By the way, just as an aside, when we say Shalom Aleichem, we mean Shalom, we mean the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning that's the way it was initially intended. It's a Mishnah in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. The Mishnah over there says the Chachamim made a takana that when you greet your friend, you should say Shalom Aleichem. It's not just some custom that somehow evolved over time. No, it was a takana, it's a Mishnah. It's the last words of Mishnayos in Masechtas Brachos. The Mishnah says the Chachamim made a takana that when you greet your friend, you say Shalom Aleichem. Why? Because it's the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Isn't it like a zilzul in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu?
Yes, but speaks out Rashi. The reason is because at the end of the day, people were being Masiach Das from Hashem. So in the morning, you'd go daven, you do the daf, you do your thing, but you know, during the day, 9 to 5, sometimes people would be Masiach Das. So the Chachamim want you should never be Masiach Das from Hashem. So you meet your friend, you say, Shalom Aleichem. Remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember Hashem's name. And even though it comes with a little bit of an invoice, because there's an idea of Zilzel, Eis, Lasseis, Lashem, Eifeiru, Teir, Etzachel, and that's the reason. So Shalom really means Hashem's name. If it really means Hashem's name, when you're using it in that context, you have a Tosfos Sota Daf Yud, based on a Gemara Shabbos Daf Yud, that you should be Makbid, that it's one of the shemas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Otherwise, if it's being done in a more, in a manner where it's clear that you don't mean Hashem, in that case, it's not going to be an issue. Lamaisa, the Shach says that he doesn't know whether Amos saw this Yeshu, the Sarim. I've never seen anyone be Makbid on that. And the Minig Yisrael has never been to be Makbid. And even though there's a Tosfos, but the Poskim don't bring this Tosfos Halacha. So the Shach says, Lamaisa, you don't have to be Chayesh for it. It's interesting, Rav Moshe has a tshuva. It's an Erech Chaim Chelek Dalet, where Rav Moshe was asked, bottom line, if I'm writing a letter and I want to write Shalom, I should be Makbid, I shouldn't be Makbid. The Ramah brings it, Bischachuva brings the Chuvah from the Radvaz, the Shach says no one's Makbid. So what's the bottom line? Should you be Makbid or should you not be Makbid? It's a fascinating Chuvah, we don't have time to go through it. Ramosha goes through it in great detail. Ramosha says that when I write Chuvahs, I write Shalom. He said, but don't bring rayas for me, because my tshuvas are divrei Torah. I mean that the divrei Torah anyway is not ending up in the garbage. Again, the whole shayla is if somebody's writing a regular igeres shalom or igeres of reyos, where there's a possibility it's going to end up in the garbage, so yesh lachkar. Is shalom like one of the shemas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you can't write on such a letter? Or is it not? Yesh nazarim, no one's makbid, whatever. But in terms of my own tshuvas, Ramosha says, don't bring a raya. And he goes through literally every single different context in which you can use the word shalom, shalom uvracha. It says shalom uvracha zikr, you don't mean the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu shalom. Just like when you said bracha, you want the person to have bracha. When you say shalom, may you be blessed with peace and with blessings, right? Shalom uvracha, whatever. But the point is, shalom aleichem is a little tricky. Or if you just use the word shalom, he says that's the trickiest. Because just saying shalom, that could be like a yad, where you're starting to say the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bench you. Bottom line is, Rav Moshe has a tshuva. He discusses it twice in Simen Mem. Simen Mem is one of the tshuvas. We has a whole bunch of different anafim. He responded to 20 different shailas in one simen. Later in Simen Mem, that's where it is, it's Chaim Chelek Dalet Simen Mem. He comes back to this inyan, and he discusses, could you give someone who's not wearing a yarmulke shalom aleichem? So you meet someone, he's not wearing a yarmulke, can you tell him shalom aleichem? Why not? Because he's going to say aleichem shalom. And the halacha is you're not allowed to be masker the shem shamayim begilui rosh if you're not wearing a yarmulke. So maybe you shouldn't even be able to tell him shalom aleichem. And he goes through the same shmooze. When you say shalom aleichem, what really do you mean? It's a fascinating tshuva the way Rav Moshe goes through it, but I'll just conclude this discussion with an interesting anecdote. Rabbi Yisachar Shlomo Teichtel, he's the author, of course, of the Eimah Bonim Samecha, but he wrote Shailos HaTshuvas Mishnah Socher. Listen to a tshuva that he wrote in 1937. He wrote, Ro'isi b'tzavos Rabbeinu Agoyin HaKadosh miminkach bal minchas aluza. He said, the minchas aluza, the minkach Rebbe wrote in his tzava, he asked his chassidim that when they go to the mikvah and they're toivol, they should toivol an extra time as a liya for his neshama. So if their minig is to be toivol once, do it twice, three times, you should do it four times. Just add one dip, one tvila in the mikvah, it should be an ilui for his neshama. So Rav Teichtel said that when he saw that, he had a tremendous desirous, because Rav Teichtel Nebuch lost a son before the war. And he said that he felt that if the Mikach Rebbe held that it's an ilui for a neshama to be toivel in the mikvah, say he felt that he's going to do the same thing for his sons. I'm going to read to you inside. Say he says, when I saw this savar from the Munkach Rebbe, kibalti olay lasis kein, gam betoivas nishmas bini, klichem dasi, habachar ha'iloi, hanifla kemar shalom. His name was Shalom. Zeichet Tzadik v'kodesh v'racha. She nevad mi meni b'avoynoisei sherabu b'chav vav tamuz b'shona zu tof reish tzadik zayin. V'koydem ha'tfila ba'adoi. And every time I go to the mikvah, before I do the extra tefillah for him, ani yoimer, hareini toivel atzmi b'shvil nishmas b'ni Shalom.
But he says, Va'ala Safik believe me. I realize that maybe I'm making a mistake. Im Yoy Lasis Kane, is it appropriate to do this? Halo be perkam the Shabbos daf Yoram is based on the Asolay Meshalim beis Merchitz be Makim Shalim de Marumim Mishum de Shem Gufei Yikri Shalim. So maybe I'm not allowed to say it. It's the name of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. You're not allowed to be Maske Shalim. Now he meant his son Shalim, but maybe it should be Aser. But he realized afterwards that it's really totally in an age old Shaila, a Shaila that the Gedolei HaPoskim discussed, that the Rashba already discussed in the Tshuva. And that is women, when they go to the mikvah and they make a bracha, al tefillah. When do they make the bracha? Do they make the bracha when they're in the mikvah and the beis achitzain? So there's different, it's a very, very loaded discussion. But the bottom line is, said Rav Teichdal, at first glance, if a woman can make a bracha in a mikvah and there's no issue of erva, etc., then L'churi doesn't see why his situation would be different. But again, this is L'churi at first glance a chumrah, because at the end of the day, you have a Pischei Tshuva. Pischei Tshuva brings the Radvaz. That Radvaz seems to say that the only time it's going to be an issue is if your kavana really is Shmoy Shalak HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But to write Shalom Bayis, for example, in a letter, that's not a problem. I may end up in the garbage, but being that your kivun certainly wasn't the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe it's not an issue. Maybe there's a chiluk between being masked the Shem Shemayim versus writing the Shem Shemayim, which is anyways only a Chumra Ba'alma, I'm not sure, but the bottom line is, just a fascinating anecdote as it relates to this idea. Zok to Gemara Vayit, we have a lot more Gemara to do. Amar Rabbi Yis, Reb Chanino, Amen, the word Amen. So we're mentioning what the word Allah could mean, different definitions of it, different definitions of the word Arur, different definitions of the word Amen. Amen, Boi Shvua, it's a Lashon Shvua, Boi Kabbalah's Dvarim. The word Amen is used sometimes in the context of I accept, I take upon myself to do what you are suggesting I do. And boy had manas dvarim, and it's also miloshin, I agree. Meaning what you just said, I agree with. Boy shvua, you find that, I mean shvua, d'chsev amra isha, amin amin. That we learn from there, kala oina amin acha shvua, k'may tishvua mipivd amin. So you see, amin could be a loshin shvua. Meaning all you have to do is say the word amin, and that makes you a mujba mi piyatzma. By Kabbalah's dvarim, d'chsev aro, ashola yokim, esdiri atayra azoyis, lasoy soyson. So there were toichicha and kloloys that were spewed in the direction of Kla Yisrael. V'amar kala am, amen. I mean, they took upon themselves, we accept this klolo loyaleinu. And by amonas dvarim, it also means that I agree with the aforementioned, d'chsev ayoyme yirmiyo anovi, amen, kenyasa Hashem yokim es dvarech. I'll tell you two interesting rashis. Number one, by Kabbalah's dvarim. Look at Rashi inside. Two people sit down, they're engaging in a business transaction, and they stipulate, meaning they say, that as a tenai to the transaction that we're doing, you have to do kach v'kach. And the other party says, I agree. Kibel dvarov v'chayev l'kayev tenai. Esta maisa. So Reuven tells Shimon, I'll sell you my ox on the condition that you do kach v'kach. Amen. The halach is he has to fulfill the tonight. Frank Rebki Veger, right? You see the little circle? Takes you to the Gilyan Hashas. Frank Rebki Veger and Gilyan Hashas. Where's the halacha that if two people engage in a transaction, you have to be Mekayim the tonight? You have to be Mekayim the tonight? As if you're not Mekayim the tonight, Midvash Eker Tirchok, you're getting involved in Sheris Yisrael Yasu Avla. No one ever said such a halacha. Tanayim just define their magda, the transaction. If you keep the Tanay, it's Chalbikin. If you don't keep the Tanay, it's Nacha. Ah, you made it. Okay, you stipulated the Tanay. But that there should be a Chiv to be Mekayim the Tanay, Boi Kabbalah's Dvarim, you have an obligation to suddenly keep the Tanay. Lo Ro'inu V'lo Shamanu, Reb Kivegra says, he begins his Kasha with Lo Yodati, and he concludes it with V'tzorachim. Kivegra says, I don't understand Poshim Shah, where Rashi got that from. As it relates to Boi Amonas Dvarim, so what is that? Negeya, that's the most often context of the word Amen, and that is when you hear a bracha, you say Amen. So what's Amen? Hamonas Dvarim. You're agreeing with what was just said. Just read to the Lashon HaShulchan Aruch. Mechaber in Hilchas Tefillah, Simen Kuf Chav Dalet says, V'yanu Amen Achar Kol Bracha, Bein Oysam Sheyatzu Yudei Tefillah, Bein Oysam Shelo Yatzu, U'bekavana Sheichavim B'libay. What's the kavana that a person's supposed to have when he says Amen? Emes Hi HaBracha, Shebirei HaMevarech, V'ani Maimen Bozeh. It's Emes, and I believe it. Boi Hamanas Dvarim. Ani Maimen Bozeh. And the Poskim speak out that if it's not a bracha as in a brichas hashevach, brichas haidah, but it's like a tefillah, then you're supposed to say, Amen ken yehiratzen, or at least that's what the kavana is supposed to be. Zok to Gemara Vayter, Amar Rabbi Elazar, lav, the word lav is shvua. Hein shvua. So if somebody says loy, that is in and of itself a lashon shvua. Sounds like a chiddush. But the Gemara says bishlam lav shvua. You find lav in the context of shvua. D'chse v'loyia oida mayim lemabel. Hakadosh Baruch Hu said that after the mabel, he says, "I'm never going to bring water again as a mabel." What about esh? Rechaim's kasha. Ki mei noyach zoisli ashen ishbati. And then you find the pasuk refers to what Hashem said when He said loyia oida mayim lemabel as a shvua. Ki mei noyach zoisli ashen ishbati. You see, loy is in and of itself. Where did Hashem swear? He didn't say shvua. Elamai loy is a lashon shvua. Elahein shvua minolon. So again, bishlay malav shvua that you can learn from noyach. But how do you know hein shvua? Zok the gemara svaru. Me the lav shvua. Hein nami shvua. If lav shvua, hein should also be shvua. Amar Rava said v'huda. I'm a lav treizim. A very important caveat. It's only if you said lav. You said it two times. V'huda amar hein treizim. Chesiv leikar is kol basar oy mimei amabul. And then v'loyia oy damayim lamabul. Hashem said it twice. Umi the lav treizim. And just like again, the whole makar that hein is a lashon shvua is from lav, and by lav it was twice. Hein nami trei zimni would have to be twice. The Mishnah said hamikalul bekulan. If someone is mevarich es Hashem, the halach is he's chayiv skilo. Which Shem? It was a machloikis of the Mishnah. Hamikalul bekulan chayiv. Divi Ramei says any one of the shemis. V'chomim poitshim. The chomim say you're potter unless you're mekalul with the shame of a Tanu Rabbanon, ishki kalalikov, and also chatimat hamadloimar, valoik far nemar, venoikav shame Hashem moisumas. Why didn't he two psukim that say that if a person is makal Hashem, he's going to be chayv miso? So the Gemara, I'll tell you, yochel yoichayv alal shem amyuchad uvad, because had it said, venoikav shame Hashem, venoikav shame avaya, I would have thought you only chayv with the shame amyuchad. And I, the rabbi says, like, how do you know that if someone's makalo, yaka yoisi as yoisi? Remember the Gemara's in Sanhedrin? How do you know you have to be makalo as Hashem with the name of Hashem? Yaka yoisi. Yoisi is the euphemism. Why Yoisi? Rashi says four Oisias, and it's the same gematria as one of the shamas. But the bottom line is, the Noikiv shame is shame Havaya. How do you know, even if it's not the shame Havaya? That's the other pasuk. Ish Ishki Kalil Eloikov. Eloikov is a shame, but it's not the shame Havaya. Mikomokim, and you see, still it's an issue. Divira Meir. Chachomim say Hashem Yuchad Miso. Valikinuim Bazar. Chachomim argue. This is more Sugi Masech the Sanhedrin. But for our purposes, the Chachomim don't agree with this Drosha. So they hold of a Noikiv shame Hashem, shame Havaya. As it relates to one of the other shamas, Azhar, yeah. But not my sumos, you're not going to be chayiv skilo. Makal oviv ve'ima. If someone's makal oviv ve'ima, again, only with the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is he chayiv skilo. Which name? Same machloikis. According to Rameyer, any one of the shemois. According to Chachamim, only the shem miyuchin. Man Chachamim, who's this Chachamim? Rabbi Nachim, Rabbi Yos, Tanya, Rabbi Nachim, Rabbi Yos, Yoyim, Benok ve'ishem, Yumas, Matam, Eloim HaShem, Limeid ala makal oviv ve'ima, Yishenei chayiv, Ad sheyikalul b'shem. The Chachamim that say you're only chayiv if you're mekalul over the imoy with the shem amafayrish is Rav Nachum Rav Yosi in this brayso, where Rav Nachum Rav Yosi said that we learn from benokvay shem yumas that the only time you're chayiv is if you're mevarech or you're mekalul over the imoy with the shem amafayrish. Now that pasuk of benokvay shem yumas, if you look for it in the psukim of mekalul over the imoy, you're not going to find it because that pasuk is really talking about being mevarech as Hashem. It's the end of the pasuk we mentioned earlier. V'noikev shem Hashem mois yumos. And then the pasuk concludes, b'nokva yumos. But in einoy inyan, l'mekvarech es Hashem, because there's already psukim that talk about that, t'neyu inyan l'mekalu ova v'imoy, akuponim, but it's from that pasuk, that is the whole makar, that mekalu ova v'imoy would only be chayef if it's with the name of Hashem, and not any name of Hashem, but dafka with the name of HaKadosh. Makal atzmei v'chaveri. What about if someone's makal atzmei v'chaveri? So there the Mishnah didn't bring a machloikis. The Mishnah says, any one of the shemois, you're over. Now what's the iser? Loisase. V'yamakvarech es Hashem, that's skilo. Makal over v'imoy, skilo. Any other type of klala, there's no chiyav misa. It's a loisase. Elikim loisakala, loisakala cheresh. There's psukim, but it's not misa. Over there, again, the Mishnah didn't mention a machlokes. I'm Rav Yana, because over here everybody agrees. There's no one that holds that klola, which is a lesser type klola. It's not misa, it's not a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's not your parents. So that type of klola is not treated as stringently. And over there, even the Chachamim are going to agree, where there's no machlokes, there's no idea that it has to be with the Shema Mefleirish. Atzmoy, okay, what's the makar? How do you know you're not allowed to curse yourself? It's amazing. You see, you can curse yourself. A person can harm himself with his own thoughts or klolos, an unbelievable thing. A person has an obligation to take care of himself. And so if it says rak means you have to watch yourself, take good care of yourself, don't curse yourself. How do you know you're not allowed to curse your friend? Dechsev, loy sekalel cheresh, yakcha Hashem, yakchaim elakim zui, Allah ksuv b'tayr. We mentioned that in the halacha, mujvet b'yachem, by shvuas ha'edos, it doesn't have to be shvuah, but if somebody was mashbia, somebody, the edim, with one of the klolos, hamures b'tayr, yakcha Hashem, yakchaim elakim, that's Allah ksuv b'tayr, the pasuk says, v'shava koil Allah, that would be enough to render something mujbit b'acherim regarding the halachas of Shavuos. Yosef, Rav Kano, Kamid, Rav Yehuda. V'yosef, v'komer, ha-masis, ha-kid, ha-tanan. He was saying over this Mishnah, Amalei. So Rav Yehuda told Rav Kano, Kane. Don't say it that way. Because he felt like he was talking to him. Yakcha, right? You're talking to your chavrusa. And you're mentioning psukim of the toichacha that are talking to the person that you're talking to. It's not kishmak. So Rav Yehuda told Rav Kano, Kane. Flip it. It's not proper. Say yakim. Say more in the third theoretical sense, but not yakcho when you're talking to somebody, because it sounds like Yibim Rav Yehuda was getting a little nervous. Yosef, Rabban Kavid Rav Kahana, similar story. The Yosef Kamar, there was Talmud Chacham who was sitting in Rav Kahana, and he said the same thing, but he was quoting a pasuk in Tehillim. The pasuk says, Gam Kel Yitotzcha. Hashem is going to destroy you, Lonetzach, forever. Yachtecha, Hashem will break you. V'yisachacha me'oil, He's going to rip you out of your house. V'sheireshcha me'eretz chayim, He's going to uproot you me'eretz chayim, Sela, forever. So it's a very scary pasuk. Amaleis, Rav Kahana, who had learned this from Rav Yehuda, so he told him, Kanei, don't say it that way, even though this is a pasuk. So the Gemara tied to the one, you need two pasukim to bring the same point. Ma'od, teim, ichvot, gavot, menu, hani, milim, asnitzin. A Mishnah, Lashon HaMishnah, you could be mahapich. Avo b'kroy, emo loy machanina. Maybe it's in a prop. At the end of the day, it's a pasuk. You're reading a pasuk, you flip a pasuk, doesn't sound like the right thing to do. Kamash malon, that because of this idea of klala, you should be sensitive. Al yakcha, v'yivarechacha, v'yetevlach, remeir mechayiv, v'chacham in poichim. So the Mishnah said, what if somebody is teveya, edim to say edos? Please say edos on my behalf. He's not mashbiya them. He also doesn't say klala. But what he does is he tells him, if you're going to say edus, al yakcha. Nothing bad's going to happen to him. U yivarechacha, u v'yetevlach. Remeir mechayiv, v'chacham poichim. Now, what's the basis to say chayiv? The basis to be chayiv would be, because it sounds like you're saying, if you'll say edus, nothing bad is going to happen. That if you don't say edus, something bad will happen. So it's like an indirect way of being mekal the person. So do you have a klala? Do you not have a klala? What did the Mishnah say? So the Gemara from here until the end of the parak is going to show us five or so other places in Shas where you have the same shayla. Do you say michlala v'atashemeyahen? Or do you not say michlala v'atashemeyahen? It's a lomdish Gemara. But we're going to do what we do. So the Gemara, it comes out from our Mishnah, it sounds like Rameir holds Michal Avat HaShemeyahein, and the Chachamim hold, you don't say Michal Avat HaShemeyahein, but Leslie Rameir, Michal Avat HaShemeyahein. It's not true. We know Rameir does not hold Michal Avat HaShemeyahein, and the context is Tenoyim, every single tonight. Rameir Shita, in the Mishnayis, and third parak Masechtas Kedushin, parak Omer is that in order for a tonight to be a tonight, it has to be a tonight kafel. So Hareyat Mekudesh Esli Amanasha Titni Li Masayim Zuz. That's not a tonight according to Rameh. You'd have to say Hareyat Mekudesh Esli Amanasha Titni Li Masayim Zuz. Vimloy Titni Li Masayim Zuz. Harei At Mekudesh Esli. You're not married to me. You have to speak out both stardom. May learns it out from the tonight that's mentioned in the Torah. The tonight they got of Nei Ruven. When Moshe Rabbeinu made a tonight when they bought of Nei Ruven, they wanted to settle Be'ivra Yarden. Moshe Rabbeinu said, fine, but you're not going to exempt yourself from fighting the war that we're going to fight when we enter Eretz Kanan. So if you're willing to fight, but not just fight, fight on the front lines, then I'll give you Eretz Gilad. What was the Russian that Moshe Rabbeinu used? Im Yavru Bnei God of Nei Ruven, Itchem Esa Yarden, Kol Chalutz Lamecham Lefnei Hashem, V'nich B'sharetz Lefneichem, Unesatom Es Eretz Agilas Lachuzah. Then I'll give you the land, the Be'ivra Yarden. V'im Lo Yavru, and then he chazered it, he said it in the reverse. If you're not going to cross, then you're going to end up living with us in Eretz Kanan. So you see, Moshe Rabbeinu's Tanai was Tanai Kafel. Rameir learns from there that every Tanai has to be Tanai Kafel. But the Gemara holds that Rameir's halacha of Tanai Kafel is nishkan prostig zeres hakasav. There's an underlying svara. What's the svara? Do you say michlal lavat hashemeyahein or do you not say it? If you say michlal lavat hashemeyahein, tain is the Gemara, why is there a halacha of Tanai Kafel? Muzayin, Rameiru holds you need tonight kafel, albeit from a makar, but Rameiru holds you need tonight kafel must be of the opinion that you don't say michal lavat shemeyahein. That's why you have to put a belt and suspenders on it, right? You have to do it both ways. If yeah, yeah, if no, no. Make it 100%. You write it the way an attorney would write a document. You make it 100% clear. Because we don't make inferences when it comes to halacha. Not in the halachas of Tanayim, the Mechura, so too, not in the halachas of Shmuel Eidos. So how can it be Dafkar Meir who says, Al Yakcha, Yivarechcha, Yetavcha, he holds it's a Lashon Shvua. In other words, Michal Avat Hashemei Ahen, Freit the Gemara, Vales, Le the Rameir, Michal Avat Hashemei Ahen, and the Gemara, Epoch. Best answer, you have to flip it. And the Chanami, you have to say, Rameir is the one in our mission that says it doesn't work. And the Chacham are the ones that say it does work. Rameir Lashitasai does not hold Michal Avat Hashemehen. That's why in our mission it's not going to work either. He also Rav Yitzchak, but problem is, Rav Yitzchak went to Eretz Yisrael. And when he came back to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael, he said, I heard in Eretz Yisrael, the Lomdim and Yushalayim, and they learned this Mishnah, Tanakhid Tanan. They're not Mapach the Josh Mishnah. They don't have Rameir saying Potter and the Chachamim saying Chayiv. They have Rameir saying Chayiv and the Chachamim saying Potter. Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Hashtu Danan Tanachi, we had a Messiah. That Rameir is the one that holds Chayiv in our Mishnah. V'chiyasa Rabbi Yitzchak Tani Hachi. Rabbi Yitzchak said in Eretz Yisrael, they have the Zelbeke Mesaira. Shema Mino Davke Tanan. It must be the real Gersa. We can't flip it. El Akasha. So you have Akasha. So to Gemara, you have to say a Svar already. This is where we start getting a little lumnish. Ki lesle b'mamayna. Avul b'yisura isle. There must be a chilek between Mamayn and Isser. Rameir's Halach of Tanai Kafel, that's discussing Mamayn. Our sugi shvus eidos it's shvus. Shvus is negeya iser. I mean that shvus is negeya iser, not mammon. It's for that reason. It could be Rameir holds that you don't say michal avat shmeihem when it comes to mammon. He holds you do say michal avat shmeihem when it comes to iser. What's the svara? We don't have time to go into that. But in terms of the chilek, we have it. One is mammon. One is iser. I shvus eidos is only negeya betvias mammon. So if it's only negeya betvias mammon, maybe shvus eidos should gufa be considered mammon. The Gemara is going to say it. But either way, I couldn't hold that in. Hari Saita, says the Gemara di Suruhu. Problem is, Saita is also Isser. What's going on by the Saita? The Saita is a question. Was she Mazana or was she not Mazana? It's a Shaila Visavaheta. And Rab Tanchum Bar Chachinoi, he knocked Xiv. The Pasuk says that when the Kohen would talk to the Saita, a lot of Psukim, Vishviya Isa HaKohen, Va'omer Helo Isha. He would tell her, Im Lois Shachav Ish Oisach, Vim Lois Satis Tumatachas Ishech, if you're pure hinoki mimei amorim hamorim oila. That's what he would say. Now, the Gemara says that the word hinoki is written chaser yud. It should have said hey yud nun kuf yud. It says hey nun kuf yud. There's no yud between the hey and the nun. And the reason is hinoki. It's as if it would have said hinoki. To tell me that it's true that if she's not guilty, if she's innocent, nothing's going to happen. But how do I know that if she's guilty, something's going to happen? Doesn't say it. But you know what it does say? It says hinoki. Without the yud, miloshin henek, as in chenek. Chenek is the reference that if she's guilty, she's going to be chayv. Zok to Gemara. Time of the chsev hinoki. Halav ochi michal avat hashemeyahen lo yamrinon. See, otherwise you wouldn't say michal avat hashemeyahen. Now, who's the man number that holds that you don't say michal avat hashemeyahen? It's Rameir. And you see, Rameir says it not only by mamin, even by yisser. L'chura, it. Our teretz falls off. Zok the Gemara, Ela Epoch. You're right. You can't say that. There's no chilek between mamon and iser. Because from Saiti, you see, there's no chilek. You have to say, Afilu Bisura Lesle, Rameir doesn't hold Bechavat Hashemeya Hen by mamon. That's why he holds you need tonight kafel. He doesn't hold it by iser either. That's why he needed Chinoki in the parsha of Saita. And if that's the case, that by Shvuas Eidos, you would have to be clear as well. I am the Mishnah Rameir Mechayev. You have to say Epoch. I, Kiyasa Rav Yitzchak, we had the Messiah, they had the Messiah, that you're not supposed to be mahapachit. I hear what are you supposed to do? El kasha. We have a kasha. The only way to get at it is kasha is by saying the maskele ravino. Ravina said it's not true. Bisura lesle. Is it possible to hold that by isa you don't say michal avat hashemeyahen? Elo meyata shtuye yain afrei reish de b'misa. Hachi namid lesle Rameir. Does Rameir going to hold that if a koyin does the avoda shtuye yain or prei reish, he's inebriated or his hair is too long? Are you going to tell me he's not chayiv misa? Everyone holds you chayiv misa. For tonight it's a stam mishnah or it's a brisa really. Elu shebe misa shtuye yain. Ufrei Reish, and there's no Rameir that argues. What does that have to do with anything? The Pasuk doesn't say anywhere that a Kohen does the Avoda Shtuye Yayin Ufrei Reish is Chayv Misa. This is what the Pasuk says. Yayin Veshecher Altesh, Ata Uvanecha Itach, this is in Parsha Shmini, after Misa Snodav Aviyu, Bevayachem Loimoy, Veloy Samusu. If you won't drink, and do the avodah, then you won't die. Oh, so what do you see from there? Michalav atashameyahen. But the problem is, you have to hold michalav atashameyahen. If Rameir is less than michalav atashameyahen, even by Isser, then how does he know shtuya yayin apriyoi roishar chayiv miso? Elo, you have to say, what? You have to say that really Rameir is michalik between Mammon and Isser. The problem is, if Rameir is michalik between Mammon and Isser, then what's pshad in Soita? How come by Soita we needed Chinaki? I thought when it comes to Isser, there's no issue. So you have to held cup. You have to have all the balls in mind. We have Shavuos Ha'edos, we have Soita, we have Shtu Yayin and Priya Rosh, and we have tonight God of Nei Ruven. Elo Zokta Gemara La'olam. Tepuch. Really, Tepuch. The Teretz is Tepuch. Meaning the only way to answer the Kasha in our Mishnah is by saying that. Ki Lesle B'mamoyna B'isura Isle. And there's a chilik between Mammon and Isser, but one second. The Shani Saita, the Isure, the Isbei Mamoina. The chilik between Saita, Saita is really treated like Mammon. What does it mean Saita is treated like Mammon? Because although Saita is Isser, but it's Isure, the Isbei Mamoina, I mean that it's Isure, the Isbei Mamoina, there Rameh is going to treat it as Mammon. And for that same price, we'll say Shfuas Eidus is also Isure, the Isbei Mamoina, and if it's Isure, the Isbei Mamoina, that's why Rameh is going to hold over here that the halacha is that you don't say Michlal Avat Shemeyahen. This is Rameh Shita that by Mammon you don't say Michlal Avat Shemeyahen. It's true if you had a regular Isser, such as Shtuya Yayin and Freya Roish, you would say Michlal Avat Shemeyahen. But Soit and Shvuas Eidus are not regular Isser. It's Isuri Disbe Mamayna. Soit is Isuri Disbe Mamayna because there's the Ksuba at stake. Shvuas Eidus is Isuri Disbe Mamayna because the only time you have the parsha of Shvuas Eidus is Dafka if there was a Tvias Mammon. Either way, we're leaving some Geshmaka Torah on the table as it relates to the sugyas of Mechikas Hashem. So maybe we'll find some time to go into this. But for now, Hadron Alach, Shavuos Eidos.